Clear the screen, shift the scene. You're the writer of this dream. Let go of fear, let go of doubt. Stop playing the version that pulls you out. Clear the screen, clear the noise. Choose again, you've got the choice. The story changes when you see. Anxiety came to set you free.
Welcome back to the Clear the Screen show. I'm Melissa Dealey.
And I'm Bailey Adme.
And today we have a fabulous guest with us, Tracy Gilbert. Welcome to the show, Tracy.
Thank you, Lisa. Good to have you, Tracy.
I'm excited to be here.
And we want to introduce you to the audience. Tracy is a certified master NLP, timeline therapy practitioner, hypnotherapist, and Reiki master with over 2 decades in holistic wellness. After hitting a major life reset as an empty nester, she experienced a deep personal transformation and stepped into her role as the Phoenix, helping women 40 plus release emotional baggage, reclaim their identity, and rise into freedom and purpose. Her work blends intuition with practical strategy, and she's all about real results, real fast. I love that, Tracy, and want to invite you to share your story that led you to this place now where you are supporting these women and have stepped into your mission, your purpose as the Phoenix. What
thank you
here?
Well, probably about 25 to 30 years ago, I started on my journey. I wanted to be a naturopath. And so I started apprenticing with a naturopath. And then the government decided to regulate everything, and the naturopath that I was apprenticing for decided he was going to step into retirement. However, before he did that, he told me I would make a much better receptionist than a therapist. And that was really difficult to hear, difficult to take. And then from that point on, that's what I did. I became a receptionist and office manager, while still continuing to take courses and get different certifications. And it wasn't until my son left home and there was this big piece missing from my life. And I realized it was the mission that this limiting belief, this limiting decision that I wouldn't make a good therapist, that was holding me back from really achieving my dream and my purpose. And so at that point, I had heard about timeline therapy, and I decided that I would get some timeline therapy done on myself as a mini breakthrough for my business to figure out exactly what I wanted to do. And that was it. As soon as my timeline cleared, my limiting decisions cleared, the anxiety that I had lived with for 30 years was gone. And
I cleared the screen.
I love it. And I realized that this work was what I was meant to do. So
I love that, Tracy.
Thank you.
I absolutely love that. Because I'm sure there are many other listeners that are relating to this story right now. How many of us have been told things by other people that we took on as our own limiting decision? It became our own limiting decision. It came from outside of us. So much of our programming, it's all from outside of us.
Yes.
And really, who is that doctor to just leave you with that versus, you know, if you want to be a naturopathic doctor, this is the path that I recommend you follow instead of pushing you down and keeping you small. And I love how with one timeline therapy session, you were able to clear all the anxiety. Again, as we said, clear the screen of 30 years of that anxiety. And that's allowed you to step into your mission, your purpose. And I can see it in your face here. You know, your smile is so beautiful, so wide, because you know that you are now living your mission. And what a beautiful place to be.
And this is what I love about timeline therapy, is that one moment that doctor said that to you,
you made the decision to believe that, right? That's why we call them limiting decisions and limiting beliefs. We decide to believe something. And after one session, you shifted that. That now you decided to believe that you are worthy of doing anything that you want to do in your life. And this is how simple this work can be. And so congratulations, Tracy, that you took that on and you didn't give up on yourself. Because a lot of the time, sometimes, you know, we think, well, I've been doing this for 20 years. You know, I've been a cop for 20 years. I'm just going to, people ask me, well, why don't you just wait till you retire and get your full pension? And that's the small type of thinking that the majority of the world puts on us and keeping us small and playing it safe because it's all based on fear.
The shoulds.
The shoulds, right? And it's those golden handcuffs. Well, at least you have, you know, benefits. At least you have the pension. And I say, and my response to them is like, why would I work another 5 years at a job that is not fulfilling me to make another $1,500 a month in pension when I can do 10 times that with one client? And then their brain starts going, what do you mean? I'm like, yeah, I'm making more money now doing this, working from home, doing a job that I love, as opposed to going 40 hours a week. And I know that in itself is such a profound shift for people that, because the programming says you have to go to work for 40 hours a week for 40 years.
My energy is mine. Exact time is mine.
Yes.
And that has enabled me to do so much more than I was doing when my time and energy belonged to other people.
Right. Beautiful.
And money, time, and energy truly are the three resources we have. And look at the freedom that you have by taking those resources back into your own control.
And that was my mission. That was my why doing the master prac with you ladies was freedom. That was the big aha, the big breakthrough. It was what came about from carrying my sign around the whole time. Freedom was my number one.
Love that. And now that's what you've achieved. So congratulations to you. And I mean, that's huge. That really is huge. And again, there's going to be many other listeners that's what they want. And hearing your story shows them it's possible and inspires them to step into taking control of their life the way you have versus having someone else control it. So I'd love to ask too, because of course, through these trainings that you have done over the last few years, you've learned a lot of tools, not just timeline therapy. We love timeline therapy.
Yes.
I mean, there's lots of little tools as well. How have you implemented these tools in your daily life in order to keep yourself moving forward? Because we know life happens. You can end up back on victim island at any given moment. How do you ensure that when you land there, you get yourself back over to Solution City?
Well, some days are easier than others.
Absolutely.
And I find that now I simply have more resources. So when I find myself on Victim Island, I can recognize it a lot sooner than I used to be able to. And in that moment, have a little therapy session with myself and say, okay, well, what tools do I have that will aid me in getting back to the state that I want to be in? And so whether that's an anchoring, whether that is blowing it out to the sun, whether that is listening to a hypnotherapy track, or even just creating a hypnotherapy track for a client. I have so many more tools and resources now than I had before. And the timeline therapy is one of my favorites. And having all these other tools gives me the ability to choose in the moment what will work best for me on that moment, that day, that time, that whatever has happened to shift my state.
You said a couple really profound things there, Tracy. For one, the awareness piece, right? You recognize when you're on victim island, where a lot of us don't even realize it because we're so used to being there.
Yeah.
I didn't know how bad it was. It's like, you know, going into a toxic relationship and then leaving and then coming back and being like, how in the world did I manage this, right? That's how I felt when I had to go back to work after the pandemic kind of went over. And really, it was like that awareness piece was like, wow, I had no idea this is how long I was letting myself stay in the crap of it, right? About the whole, why is this happening to me as opposed to for me?
Mm-hmm.
Now that second piece that now you know, it's not like this rowboat where you have to row yourself over to, you know, Victim Island or to Solution City in, you know, through the storm anymore because you've done the hard work. Now you have the, you know, the shiny red speedboat.
A zip line, she said. I like the zip line idea.
Zip line's even better. I mean, if you're an adrenaline junkie, I like that even better. That's something I would totally do. And so those two pieces is the one that having the awareness. And now you know that I have all these possibilities over here. Then why am I getting stuck there? So congratulations. That is the biggest transformation that people find doing this work. And as you said, timeline therapy is amazing, right? We got to clear up the past and always do all that stuff. That's why it's a lifestyle. And we do this every month as opposed to a one and done. And now that you have that awareness piece that now I know what it's like over there. And now I know how to get over here. And now I could show other people how to get over here. So, wow. Amazing. Amazing. Amazing.
It's a really validating, empowering place to be.
Absolutely. And now you share that with other women 40 plus because you only need to be two train cars ahead of them to show them the way. And again, how many other women are now in that place of, you know, their children are leaving home and they're like, who am I? Or who do I get to be?
Yeah.
And when they're willing to ask that question, who do I get to be? That's where they can find you and you can work with them to release all the old crap of who they were programmed to be.
Yes.
And shift the neurology through all of the tools that you have as a master practitioner so that they literally get to be the person that they came here to be. And it's their choice. And that is such profound work. I love that you are helping that niche of people because, again, I know there's so many people who are in that place. You know, as women, we put all our energy into raising our kids, so much energy.
Yeah.
And they're gone. And then what?
And I believe society has sort of trained women to think that once you're over 40 and you're done being the mom, that you're just going to be set out to pasture. And that is the biggest lie and the biggest disservice to the power of the divine feminine. And so it's an absolute honor to be able to see that clearly and to help guide women to find their inner goddess.
Beautiful. And I'm very grateful because this business and this work has allowed me to navigate that path very naturally and gracefully myself because my kids are adults now. And I was fortunate I didn't fall into that victim island because I had heard about that state, you know, like when your kids leave home and you're the empty nester, then what? And the universe just guided me so perfectly at exactly the right time to set me up so that now I have the time, the energy, and the desire to create something brand new. And to, of course, found the most amazing training partner, business partner in Billy and do this together because that's so much fun. There's so much opportunity for us women at this stage in our life. And so I love that you are supporting women in, you know, jigging their identity. So,
Yeah.
And very fulfilling. And as you do this work, I would love for you to share how has your life been amplified as a result.
How hasn't it?
Great answer.
Every conversation is impactful. Every interaction is learning, growing, using the tools, using the language. I find that my relationships, whether they're family relationships, friendships, business relationships, have all improved. I find that driving, I don't have road rage like I used to.
Yay! That's a good thing.
I find that when I'm out, whether it's grocery shopping or wherever I am, I love striking up conversations with random people and just getting to know people and seeing where they're at and being able to work in a clinic and help anybody who wants some hypnotherapy, who wants Reiki, who wants a mini breakthrough or a full breakthrough, regardless of age, sex, demographic. That has been an amazing and amplified experience as well.
That's so beautiful. It is literally, I know you guys have known I'm a big fan of Dolores Cannon, and I've been reading a lot of her books, and she talks a lot about this new earth and new human. And originally when I learned that, I was like, what, like, are we leaving the planet? I don't get it. Like, what, like, my brain couldn't wrap around that concept. And now I know what it means is that when we are just living at a higher frequency of joy and love and compassion and all those beautiful high vibration emotions, that's the new earth. We're not in the crap anymore. Think about it like, you know, we're not living in victim island anymore. Now, like, the new earth with Solution City, because now we're living from a place of, as you said, empowerment and fulfillment. And that is like a whole new planet, because there are, the, you know, there's a lot of crap going on in the world right now. And you can either get sucked into it because that's what they want you to do, right? I know I've been getting lots of downloads myself with my own spiritual growth, and it's, and I remind myself all the time that it's all love disguised as fear. It's all love. And when you can live from that level, I mean, this is why we, Teresa, your face is just glowing, like your energy, like we can feel it through the screen. Like, I'm getting goosebumps saying that. Like, it's so different that we're living at a higher frequency. And then the people that we attract are going to be coming up there too. And it's, this is what we get to do for our work. Is raise people's frequency and allow them to become that new human, that new level of evolution that really our soul is just yearning to, like, grow and learn and evolve and kind of leave the crap, right? Like, yesterday was just a full moon in Capricorn. It was a strong one for me. I've been alive. I am a Capricorn, right? So
me too. Super powerful.
Right? Okay. So it wasn't just me. And now I know that, okay, this is why maybe I'm feeling some crap, because the universe is literally showing us in our face, what are you still hanging on to? What conversations, what relationships, what jobs, what health conditions are you still hanging on to that you know are not serving you any longer? And that you know you're better than that, and you can grow from that and learn from it, and now you can help others. And that's really what this work is. And so, like, you're just a walking ball of light right now, Tracy. I love it. And we see that. Melissa and I see that through our trainings. We see how they, you know, we take before and after pictures, and you can see through the screen. You know, and that's why we give facelift awards. Like, I feel like I'm aging backwards now.
Me too.
Right? Like, I don't have to have, I'm turning 50 this year, and I'm excited to turn 50.
Yeah.
Because in my mind, I feel like I'm 20 again. Because I'm like, this whole new world has opened up for me. And that's this new earth that I think Dolores Cannon was really trying to explain, was that we're still here. We're just at a higher level, at a higher frequency where it's more peaceful. And really, that's what we want. And the fact that we can share this with others and bring them with us is just, again, like, I mean, I can't believe we get to actually do this for, and we get paid to do this.
And, right? And the community that you guys have created, that I am super grateful to be a part of, has allowed me to connect with like-minded soul sisters and brothers,
yeah.
and that we are able to assist each other whenever we need a little bit of a lift, whenever we need to do that monthly timeline cleanup. To be able to have that community is something that I feel amplifies the work that I learned through you guys. And I feel like it amplifies each and every one of us and sends these ripples and ripples and ripples and ripples out across the planet.
Yeah, I love that. Thank you for bringing that up, Tracy, because Melissa and I are very, very proud of the community that we are creating, because we know life is out there and can kick your butt, right? I know I've gone and done things and I feel like I got my ass kicked, literally. And I come back to Melissa and the community and our teaching and I get filled up again, because there is a lot of, you know, that low inner frequency out there because of the fear, right? Because of all the stuff that's happening. And it's not their fault, right? We're not saying we're better than anybody else. It's just they don't know any better. Job. That's why we keep the community, so that when you're out there doing the work, you need to come back in and get fueled up, right? That's the self-care. That's why we created, you know, our TLC membership was for people to have like the gym membership for your mind, that you can come and refuel once a month. And that you know that we're going to breathe love and joy and peace and anything that you need into you to raise your vibration up again, so you can go out there and do the work. Because you can, life's going to happen. We don't have control over that. And sometimes, as much as we have our tools, we just need a little bit of an uplift. And that's why I love that, you know, you appreciate the community, because I think everybody needs community. We're not meant to do this alone. We're not supposed to be alone.
No, and you sort of alluded to it earlier, Billy, you know, about them wanting to keep us resonating low. And regardless of where you're looking on the planet, when you look at how we're all attached to our screens, and that keeps the vibration low. And so to be able to connect with somebody that you've resonated with, that you know talks the talk and walks the walk and helps to keep you sharp and helps to keep you elevated.
So important. And we get as much out of the community as you guys do. And so we have loved creating that. And then, as Billy said, building on that into the Light Circle membership, to be able to invite not just our students in, invite members of the general public in that are looking for something like this as well. Now, you said something really important earlier as well that I want to highlight, and that's when you were talking about your clinic and being able to offer your services to anybody of any age. And I love that you said that too, because this work is fabulous for kids. You know, Billy's kids are in elementary school and she's taught them the tools, and they know how to manage their state and get themselves out of stinky mood, et cetera, et cetera. And at the other end of the spectrum, as people are getting into their later years in life, it's never too late to give our own mind an upgrade.
Yes.
And step into that version of ourselves that we were always meant to be. And so I just wanted to reconfirm that. And what you're saying is that it's, people don't need to think, oh, I'm too old for that. You know, we hear that saying, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. That's BS. Our minds are plastic and we can rewire the neurology at any point. And when people are perhaps retiring from some sort of corporate career, that's the perfect time to rewire your own neurology. Give yourself the update.
Yes. In fact, one of the clients that I'm working with currently is retired, has been retired for about 5 years, and realized that there was things in her life that were in her mind, in her consciousness, that have been holding her back. And so she reached out and is looking for a way to clear the screen, to rewire her neurology so that she can live the next part of her life free to be her authentic self. And that's been awesome.
What more beautiful gift could you give another human being? The freedom for them to live as their authentic self. When there's no internal battle going on anymore with the shoulds, and I'm supposed to be, and I was programmed this way to, this is who I really want to be, and give them their wings to fly.
Mm-hmm.
Love that. Love that.
And I had a former friend from high school reach out. I knew him from grade 9 on, and I have sort of been in communication on and off through social media mostly, like over the last number of years. And on one of my social media posts, I had been offering a free hypnotherapy track just to get it out there and get some response. And he was interested in what I'm up to. And I've done timeline therapy and the breakthrough session with him. And he left me an awesome review on one of my social media posts the other day. So even though I am predominantly and putting it out there that I'm working with women 40 plus, I really want to emphasize that this work is for everybody and anybody. And I encourage everybody to do this for themselves. For the joy, for the freedom, for living their best life.
I love that, Tracy. And you don't know this yet. However, we have changed the name of our program because you know that you've heard Melissa and I say this all the time, that we think these are life skills. It's not just become a practitioner or a coach. That, you know, it's like swimming, right? You don't need it every day. However, it's one of those skills that can save your life when you need it, right? Everybody should learn how to swim, regardless whether you live near water. We actually changed the name of our school to the Quantum Life Mastery School because we need to live up in the quantum field because, you know, that's where our unconscious mind is. And we need to have access and rapport with that in order for us to live our authentic self because we can't do it consciously. And that's what majority of the public do, including that was me. I was living in this tiny little 10%, not even fully 10%, right? Maybe 4, I would say. I was using 4, maybe 5 or 6 on a good day. You know, and I was living in that world. And that's where the majority of the population is because that's what we've been programmed to believe, that we need to think our way through life instead of be our way through life, right? We're human beings, not human doings. We've heard that so many times, except the programming is constantly do this, do that. And for women, especially for us, our programming is that we will be loved for being a mom. We will be loved for being a daughter. We will be loved for being a sister. We will be loved for, you know, for just being a woman, for the doingness that we do.
The caregiving.
Yes, right? That's our job in life. And really all, I love that you brought in the whole divine feminine because I've been doing a lot of work around this too, is that we have to have both of them. It can't just be the feminine or just the masculine. It's when those two come together that now is that creation energy, which now is why you have, we all are stepping into our highest potential because we have that energy to create. And, you know, from a personal standpoint, being a police officer for 20 years, I was in my masculine a lot. And I've had to let that go and be like, no, I can just be, you know, I'm such a doer. Like, that's why Melissa kind of keeps me grounded because I'm like, how about this? And how about that? She's like, let's just focus because I want to keep doing because that's my innate energy that I bring.
Mm-hmm.
However, I love that you brought in that these are for anybody, right? As you know, we've had people come through our school that just want to increase their golf game. And they have. And they've gotten so much more. People come through just as become a better parent. I know I've become a way better parent because of this work. Because now I can talk to my children in that way. With that, you know, talking about neurology when they get frustrated and talking about stinky mood and the kids love hypno, right? Because it's all imagination for them. And I love that you said that. And that's why we are shifting our program to not just, come through. We've had people come through that just want to start with self and realize, I actually want to do this as my life purpose. That was me. I never thought I would become a trainer for this. And yet here I am. So thank you for saying that, because I think it's so important for people to understand that, you know, it's not shelf development. It's not just read a book and do this. Like, this is a lifestyle that we become. And this is how we behave so that neurologically, we're just operating at that level now. And that we're not at this lower, you know, stress, fear, anxiety, worry all the time that as society has put into us. We can be up here and enjoy the love and peace and compassion and all the great stuff out there, right? And it just helps life be easier, right? And that's why I have the easy button up my desk.
I love that. And when it comes to, I'm going to say specifically my relationship with my son, since I've started doing this work, I notice shifts in him, shifts in my mom that I don't think have anything to do with any particular conversation that I've had with them. I believe it is an energetic byproduct of cleaning up my neurology and my timeline and feeling emotional at the moment, because it is so beautiful to affect that kind of change with my son organically.
Yeah.
And energetically.
How he thrives because of the work that I'm doing. Again, a byproduct I had no expectation for.
Because when we heal ourselves, we're not just healing the past, we're healing the future.
Yes.
And I know that was big for me, that I know I carried a lot of generational past life trauma. My parents coming from India, and it still shows up here and there. And yet I know I have the tools now to keep clearing it so that my daughter doesn't have to deal with it, or my son doesn't have to take it on.
Yes.
And so it's beautiful, like, again, byproduct of the, like, that you said that, that when we shift ourselves, the world around us shifts.
Yeah.
It's all energy. We're all energy at the end of the day.
I love all of that. And Tracy, I love your answer earlier when I asked, you know, the benefits or how your life's been amplified, and you said in every way. And go back to the trainings that you've taken and just ask, was there one moment or breakthrough that you recall that was the big shift where something actually clicked at the level of your unconscious mind that made the change?
There were several. And off the top of my head, what keeps rolling around in my brain is the dot dot statements.
The mental gymnastics, yes.
The quantum linguistics, yes.
Yes, yes, but that was so profound to go through that, both as a coach and as a client. Specifically as a client, I can remember feeling the shift in my entire being, in my spirit, and being so moved to be on the other side of that shift.
And I'll just explain to the audience, because a not-not doesn't mean much to people. However, it is one of the really, really powerful techniques we have called Prime Concerns, which is learning the deepest unmet need of your soul. Because remember, we're all here to, we have a purpose. And if our soul is not getting that need met of what we're meant to do here, it affects everything in our life. And that's what that technique is. And that's one of the breakthroughs that you get in the master practitioner level. And now you understand why, is because it's literally getting your conscious mind out of the way, right? That's why we call it mental gymnastics, because it's not supposed to make sense. Because if it made sense, you'd be able to think about it. We don't want you to think about it, because your thinking mind is your conscious mind. We want you to feel it, because that is your unconscious mind. And how you said you felt it so shift, because it's in our nervous system. And that's what I love about this work, is that it's fast. It doesn't have to take years and years and years. Literally, when one moment can shift so many different neural pathways in your body that it's like, oh, that all that energy that was stuck just poof, finally got released. I get chills because I know I feel this all the time. And the deeper I learn this work, it's like, oh my gosh, it literally is. This easy button, when I first thought it, was like, okay, this cute little, you know, thing, except it is easy. Right. And I call the unconscious mind our easy button. That's the easy button for us. And we all have an unconscious mind, because life is supposed to be easy. Right. We always say, you've heard us say this, is life is hard. You're doing it wrong. Simple.
Using that tool.
Yeah. Not to be mistaken for effort. You still got to put effort in life. We still put a lot of effort in. However, it's not supposed to be hard. If it's hard, the universe is telling you, Tracy, maybe move this way a little bit because that's not your path. And yet so many of us stay in these jobs that we hate. We stay in relationships that we hate. For all these reasons that we were told that, you know, where we have to stay loyal to this and we have to do this and this is our duty. And really, it's hard because the universe is like, that's not meant for you. And sometimes those are hard decisions, right? And I know I personally have had to make some really hard decisions and I'm so much better for it. And so I'm going to ask you a question, Tracy. For your clients that are, you know, your future clients that you will be attracting, if there was one thing that you could say that this work will allow them to become or to do, what would be that one piece of advice? Because we know some of the most challenging, I don't want to say, that's not even challenging. Yet the challenging part is to explain to people how they're going to feel after, right? Because it's hard to put into words how they're going to feel after their transformation. So what would be the one way that you would describe how people can change their life?
This work and how you feel afterwards, and I'm talking within an hour of doing timeline therapy, for example, there is so much clarity, so much confidence, and so much power that you have access to that you didn't even know you were missing.
Wow. I mean, you just sign me up. Where do I sign? Really, confidence, clarity, power. And I think the most important word that you said there, Tracy, was the access to it. Because we all have it. It's just we're not accessing it properly, right? Again, hence why we want to have rapport with our unconscious, because that's the doorway. So,
and you didn't know that you didn't know.
Right. And so you didn't know you were missing it. And yet, in some way, you were feeling stuck or that you weren't living your full purpose, etc. And so that
there might be more for you. You just don't know what.
Yes. And so those are the signs that you are missing the access to that clarity, confidence, and power. Because when you have access to it, now you just move full steam ahead as you're doing yourself and as we do each and every day.
Yes.
Beautiful. And we love to ask all of our podcast guests this question, Tracy. What does amplify your impact mean to you?
It means that I have the ability to help an unlimited amount of people. That the impact of this work, the impact of these tools can be amplified with everybody that I meet, with everybody that I speak to, regardless of whether they're a client or not.
Beautiful and so powerful. And this episode, I'm sure, has inspired many to want to step into your shoes because you literally, as Billy said earlier, you are walking the walk. You are literally a walking billboard for doing this work. And so if someone wants to get hold of you, what's the best way for them to be able to reach out?
Well, there's lots of ways. You can find me on Instagram. You can find me on Facebook, Tracy Gilbert. I have a website, phoenixinnovation.ca. You can call me.
Phoenix Innovation, I love it.
So we will have the links to your social media and to your website in the show notes so that people can find you. And as we wrap this episode, do you have any last words of wisdom that you would like to share with the audience?
Whoever's watching right now, who might be on the fence, let me just tell you that you are worth it. You are worth the investment of your time, your energy, and your money to be the best version of yourself. Not only are you worth it, but everybody in your circle is worth you taking that investment on for yourself.
I love that. Thank you, Tracy. And yeah, we are so quick to spend money on others and other things, and we don't realize that we need to work on self first, right? And I know I have this staying on my desk here that I heard from Melissa for the first time, that self-care is the most selfless act, as it allows you to show up and give the world the best of you instead of what's left of you. And this is literally allowing us to step into the best version of ourselves so that we can, like you said, operate at a higher level and shift everything in our community, in our circle, in our, you know, our level of influence, our circle of influence. And thank you for saying that, because we forget sometimes that we need to still upgrade our own computer, right? We're always updating our phones. We're always updating our laptops. We're doing all these updates, except we forget that we need to update this.
Yep. And you maintain your car, you maintain your house, you maintain all of the things when we're the most important.
Totally. Yes. And that is, again, getting access to your higher self, which is the highest version of you in this time. And as we said, we've said it a few times here, it's never too late to start.
Nope.
Never. I think the oldest person we had in our group was close to 70, Melissa.
Yep. We've had some people over 70 take some of our trainings as well.
Like, yeah, our trainings. So, yeah.
Right. And so.
Never too late. Yeah,
too late. Never too late.
Thank you so much, Tracy,
for being here. Love, love, love hearing how you are out there just shining your light in the world and literally amplifying impact and raising the consciousness of the planet. So thank you for showing up for yourself, and thank you for showing up for the rest of humanity too. We are honored that you were part of our program and that you are here being an ambassador for the light and part of Team Light and doing what I call the great work. So thank you.
Thank you, Billy. Thank you, Melissa. It has been a joy being here today, and I am forever grateful for the beautiful space and container that you both provided for the training and for the community that I am honored to be part of.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Tracy. And I also want to thank our audience. Thank you for tuning in, for listening. Tracy has a chapter in the Clear the Screen book, and you can go ahead and grab that and read more and reach out to Tracy if her conversation here has inspired you, as I'm sure it has. Reach out, learn more. She's your gal.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us for this episode of the Clear the Screen Show. If you love what you heard, take a screenshot, post it on social media, and tag us, because we would love to celebrate you.
And if you want to go deeper, scan the QR code, check out our Light Circle membership. This is a community where it's going to serve you and uplift you and empower you, because when you end your anxiety, that's where your abundance begins. And when you can amplify you, then you can impact others.